We're going to speak this week about the Seder. I want to focus on the Dalet Kaisis. So there are many mitzvahs that we're going to do Pesach night. The mitzvah seat where you see the Mitzvahim, obviously. We got to Levincha. Then there is the mitzvah of Matzah, Zayis Matzah. Then there are some mitzvahs that are Midrabanan, Dalet Kaisis, Marbiz Manazeh. So we have a lot of mitzvahs to focus on. So let's talk a little bit about Dalet Kaisis. So Dalet Kaisis, we have the mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. The Rashbam brings in the beginning of Perek Avri Psachim, it's Keneged Dalet L'Shoyne Shalgula. Haitzeisi, Yitzalti, Go'alti, and Lokachti. So we need to explain what that means exactly. Hashem only redeemed us once, but yet there are four languages of redemption. Now, just to analyze a little bit what the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis is, there are really two things. This is made clear and elucidated by the Brisker Rav. He says that if you take a look at the Rambam says, "Bechol davar chayiv odem laharis esatzmei." A person has to demonstrate ki'ilu hu b'atzmei at yotza atzmei mishiva mitzvayim. So Pesach night, he has to demonstrate and act out as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. Shenema vayisanu hoytzi misham val davar zeh tziva kodesh baruch hu b'toyv zecharti ki eved hayisa chloimer kilu ata be'atzmecha hayisa eved v'yatzasa lecheres v'niftisa. So a person, according to the Torah, you have to literally imagine that you're leaving Mitzrayim right now. And then the Rambam adds, l'fichach kishas soyed olim b'layel hazeh sarach lecha v'lishbois. And you have to drink Dalet Kaisis Shel Yayin. That's what the Rambam says. That means the Rambam's understanding that the way we accomplish demonstrating Cheres is through the Dalet Kaisis of wine. That's the way we show Cheres. We show Cheres by drinking four cups of wine. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, there each cup of wine, there are really two functions. First of all, it's the way we're going to demonstrate Cheres four times during the meal. But it's also strategically placed. You just can't drink four cups of wine to display Cheres. You have to drink it at four specific locations. Kiddush, Magid, Benching, and Hallel. So besides the fact that these four cups are displaying some kind of Cheres, it's also four kaises of Bracha. And I want to explain how these ideas really match. It's not just haphazard. The four cups of wine and four locations during the Seder. No, each cup of wine is strategically placed. There's one cup of wine that has to do with Kiddush. There's one cup of wine that has to do with Magid. There's one cup of wine that has to do with Benching. And one cup of wine that has to do with Hallel. So how is it? So I want to tell you over today something from the Meshech Chachma. It's absolutely brilliant. He takes three lists that have four things in it and lines them up perfectly together. It's very beautiful. The Meshech Chachma is in Parshas Ve'era. Okay, so first you need to understand, what does it mean, Hashem, the four l'shayim of Gula? Hashem saved us, Hashem saved us, Hashem saved us, and Hashem saved us. Why do we need to express four times? So the Rishonim already deal with this. Just to say over the Rishonim, the Rambam, Sephorno, that really there were four stages of Gula. First we stopped working, and it got progressively better for us, and progressively happier. We stopped working, then we actually left the land. Okay, so imagine the guy's in jail. He's in Siberia. So he's doing hard labor. The first simcha is you don't have to do hard labor anymore. Okay, that's a tremendous simcha, but you're still in Siberia. The second is when you actually leave Siberia. That's the second tremendous simcha. But then psychologically, they may always get back to you. No, we hang your captors. We kill the people that were enslaved you. That's the third level. And then the fourth level is Hashem gave us the Torah. Which, by the way, you see, giving the Torah to Klai Yisrael is called part of the Geula. Okay, giving the Torah is not just a new thing. Hashem redeemed us not to be free. Hashem redeemed us to get the Torah. It's a part of the freedom. And we spoke about this all the years. Okay, and that's why we drink wine. Because normally if you drink a cup of coffee, after one cup, you don't really want a second cup. And even if you drink the second cup, you're not going to, unless you're a very big coffee addict, but you're not going to keep on chugging the same thing. But by wine is something interesting. After each cup, you get progressively happier, and you want another cup, and you want another cup, because four stages of our geula. Each time we got happier and happier and happier, until after the fourth cup, you're very big simple. That's the way the Rishonim explain. Okay, but I'm going to tell you something the Meshech Chachma says. It's four types of geula. Klai Yisrael when you're a slave, there are four risks. There are four risks when you're a slave. Risk number one, you're in physical danger. You're at the whim of the master. The master could beat you. The master could hold your food. The master could overwork you. So that's one risk. Second risk, there's a spiritual risk. When you're in a depraved land, or let's say your master is a depraved person, a crooked person, and a immoral person, you're living in that environment. It's a very big spiritual danger. Risk number three, of a slave, this is similar to before, but this is something self-imposed. A slave doesn't have his history. A slave, if his slave has a child, the yichus doesn't go past, right? That's a tragedy of... when people have a single parent household, they don't have a sense of history. Who's the father? Who's the grandfather? It's a very big tragedy. There are social studies done to families that don't have fathers in their lives. And when you're a slave, you're not owned by your father, you're owned by your master. And then the fourth thing is, it's also similar, but it's also a slave after a while gives up mentally and there's no hope for the future. Okay, so you see there are four risks. There's the physical risk that you're at his whim. There's a risk to his spiritual values. When you're living in a debased society, there's something called spiritual assimilation. A slave doesn't have history. There's no sense of history. And he doesn't have a hope for the future. Now, those are the four lashonos of gula. Now, in order for Hashem to redeem us, we have to do something. It's called in Kabbalah, it's arusa de la sata. When we do something down here, it's ma'ore, it's arusa de la ela. What did we merit? We did four things in Mitzrayim. There's different midrashim, but Mechilta says, you know, we did four things in Mitzrayim. We didn't intermarry, we didn't slander each other, we didn't change our names, and we spoke Lashon HaKodesh. So Meir Simcha writes, those four things line up perfectly as a schus for Hashem to merit, that we should merit to be saved from those previous four risks. For example, there's a risk of spiritual, when you're a slave, you're a spiritual risk. What did we deserve that Hashem should save us from the spiritual risk? We did not intermarry. We preserved our spirit. We preserved the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. What gave us this chus that Hashem should save us from physical danger? The fact that we did not speak Lashon Hara one another. You know, it's well known that you have throughout history the Holocaust and other episodes in Klal Yisrael's tragic galus and sad galus, that one Jew was turning on another Jew. That was an unfortunate reality. There was something, a kapo in the Holocaust. So what was the source that Hashem should save us, that we shouldn't be harmed, that we didn't want to harm each other? That's the second source. Now, this we had a source. What did we do to merit that we should be saved, that we don't have a sense of history? The fact that we didn't change our names. It says a beautiful medrash. You know, in Tanakh, when you learn the names, it sounds like they invented names. Right, Shalumi El Ben Suri Shadoi. It's a very beautiful name, which is also had a lot of meaning. But it says a medrash, Ruven Sulkin, the Ruven Nachas. Ruven went down to Mitzrayim. You know who came out of Mitzrayim? Ruven. They named after their Zaydis and their Bubbies. They named after their ancestors. It was a big deal in Klal Yisrael. Shaloishinu Hashemam. What does it mean to change the name? They didn't get, you know, when someone's expecting a baby, they have these books, 500 names for girls and 500 names for boys. They didn't do that. They looked at their ancestors. They gave Klal Yisrael a sense of history. And then what merited that they should have a sense for the future and not give up hope? Shaloishinu Es Lashonam. What does that mean they spoke Lashon HaKodesh? They didn't just say, you know what, we're stuck here, let's just pick up the language over here. They spoke Lashon HaKodesh and they yearned for Eretz Yisrael. So the Meshul Chachma says, now we can understand why each one was placed at a certain point of the Seder. The first Kais of Kiddush is Kiddush, Kedusha. That represents that Klal Yisrael is a holy nation. We don't intermarry. Chazal say, you know why you can be Mekadesh? Because you are Kaddish. Kedoshim Tiyu, having Perushim and Arayas. That follows perfectly to the Indian of Kedusha. The next one is Magid. What is Magid? Magid is basically talking about our history till we got to where we are. What's the third bracha? This one's a little tricky, but he does it. What's the third kais of Kiddush? Benching. Now, this idea, we already spoke Parsha Shmini this year and other years. Why do people speak Lashon Hara and hate each other? What breaks the unity of Klal Yisrael?
Jealousy.
Beautiful. That's what we spoke in Parsha Shmini. That when each guy doesn't realize Hashem has a mission for you, if each guy thinks, I'm Klechi Vaitzim Yadi, then it's not fair. It bothers me when you have a different car than me and a better car than me and a better house than me. If everybody realizes he has his own mission in life, then everybody gets along. I have what I'm supposed to have and you have what you're supposed to have. And that's the idea of benching. Whatever I have, I'm blessing you, Hashem. It's coming from you. So that's why they didn't malshin each other. And that's what saved them from that. And finally, if you take a look at Hallel, Hallel in the Haggadah is broken into two parts. The first part is when we say during Magid, B'tzeis Yisrael min Mitzrayim, but then the second part has to do with the Geula Asida min HaMetzah Karasika Anani Barmechavka. That has to do with the future of Klal Yisrael. So it comes out that the Dalet Kaisis aren't just, it's not just haphazard. There are four ideas of Geula, and it's four places in the Seder. No, the four places in the Seder are coming to invoke these four ideas, that we were saved on a spiritual level, on a physical level, our history and our future.